Good morning, friends and family. I hope, truly hope that you're having a wonderful weekend. As we come into this Sunday morning, we're so happy to have you all here on the line for the Sunday morning breakfast. Sunday morning inspirational call. We've been talking about this week an amazing topic, which is SOS. God helps those who help themselves. So I hope that you are ready, prepared, with pen and paper to take plenty of notes and to receive the word that God has for us this morning. Once again, we're talking about SOS. God helps those who help themselves. God helps those who help themselves. He helps those who take the time in the morning to worship him, to honor, to pray with him. He helps those who listen and eat and drink of his word. He helps those who keep his commandments by loving them and manifesting himself in them. God helps those who help themselves. God helps those who say, give us this daily bread by giving to them because they ask. God helps those who ask, who seek, who knock. God helps those who activate their faith. God helps those who listen. God gives us grace because we are humble, and we know that it is through him and only through him that all things are possible. We sometimes do not have because we do not ask. We sometimes do not help ourselves because, once again, we do not ask. For example, if any one of you lacks wisdom, we should ask God for it, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to us. In other words, God will help to those who help themselves. So he will help, for example, giving wisdom to those who ask for wisdom. So if you don't ask for it when you need it, how can we expect God to supply what he commands for us to ask for? Ask and it will be given. I love that. I love that because we have to know God's word to even know what to ask for. We have to understand it so that we know what it is and what it is that we are to study. The important point here is that as Christians, our lives must involve our daily living response to God. We must pray and we must work. Trusting Jesus does not mean that we can pray for something, ask for it, and then leave it all alone. God would just take care of it. No, our faith means that we must act on it, even though we trust God, because as we know, Scripture clearly denotes that faith without works is dead. We must pray and we must put in the work. If we desire to be blessed and to be helped by God, then we must apply ourselves to God and to all of his appointed means of grace. The very definition of grace itself is a gift, not something we earn, but something that is given freely to one and all. Grace and healing that help, they go together. And as Paul says so clearly in Romans 3 and 23, none of us deserve it. None of us. So we must be willing to see it. We must be willing to receive it. And we must be willing to operate in it. This is how we help ourselves. And at the same time, this is how we get to help others in and through God. SOS is that calling card. SOS is that beacon for us to reach out and say, I need help. SOS is also our calling card to say, I know exactly how to reach out to God, to ask, to seek, to knock. Helping myself in and through any situation. God helps those who help themselves. God helps those who help themselves. God also, in all of his glory, we know that he reigns on the just and the unjust. So in that, oh my gosh, I know that he is there to help me, even in times where I don't quite comprehend. In his word, he tells us that we are not going to understand everything. But man, when we trust and believe in him, that help is right there. He brings us to himself on a daily means if we trust and believe. He helps those who help themselves. We are the ones who have to accept that call. I truly love this topic because it's brought to me some clarity on how if I'm not willing to reach out, if I'm not willing to follow his command, if not willing to trust and believe, then, oh my gosh, yes, those are times where that help may not be represented in and throughout my life. But that's our responsibilities. If we're taking up our cross and denying ourselves, we already right there have answered that SOS calling. But are we willing to take up that cross and deny ourselves so that our lives can truly be a representation of him? That's a question we all have to ask ourselves. Have we taken up our cross and denied ourselves in such a way that only his way, his life is represented in our thoughts, in our words, and our actions? SOS, are we using our calling card? That reminds me of the calling card in which, I don't know if you remember those days, calling cards still exist, but having a calling card is that means, that lifeline. He is our lifeline so that we can reach out to him at any and at all times. SOS, God helps those who help themselves. Truly enjoying this topic. Truly enjoying the opportunity to just share with you this morning that God helps those who help themselves. So this morning, I'm actually reaching out to a lifeline. Reaching out to a lifeline to help support and continue sharing in this word this morning. But before I do so, let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking up us up this morning, allowing us to receive of you and to truly appreciate that you have given us another day to seek, ask, knock, and to serve you. As we go forward in this message this morning, as we go forward on this call, let us do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive of your word. We are truly grateful for this ministry, this platform, and then this opportunity to just worship with one another, no matter where we are around the world. We thank you again for this. We thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's move forward again with this awesome word, SOS. God helps those who help themselves. So let's move forward in bringing on our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Kim.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
Did you share what you shared already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give me some pointers for you went over.
Pardon? Having trouble hearing you, sir?
I said give me some pointers for you went over.
Absolutely. So what we went over this morning is that God helps those who seek him, who ask, who seek, who not, those who worship him, those who keep his commands, those who say, give us our daily bread. God also helps those who listen, sir. We don't have because we don't ask. We aren't able to help ourselves because we don't ask. Also went over, sir, that it's important that we understand that our life involves a daily living response to God. It is our responsibility to pray and to work, because faith without works is dead. So if we desire to be blessed and helped by God, we must apply ourselves to God. And in that is that grace, that gift that is undeserving to us. So if we are willing to receive that grace, then we also must operate in it. And that way we can help ourselves and others in the process. Those were the key points this morning, sir.
So John 14, I want y'all to write that down. I'll let Ms. Tiana read. John 14, let's read verse 18. As a matter of fact, John 14, verse 16. Uh-huh. All the way to verse 20, to verse 20. John chapter 14, verses 16 to 20. Can you go ahead and read that, please?
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Amen.
Love it. All right, read it one more time.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, and he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Amen.
I love it. Let me read another, the King James Version. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you. Now, what's your first, what does verse 16, read verse 16 of your Bible. When, what, you reading from the New King James?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm reading the King James. I want y'all to hear this. Go ahead and read this, just verse 16.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Y'all see the word that's interchangeable? What
yes,
word
sir.
Is that? What word did you just
helper.
Heard?
Helper. Helper and comforter.
Oh, my God. Don't try and be so spiritually high to where we miss God. Help is comfort. Y'all just saw it?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. SOS. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. God helps those who help themselves. Hmm. The world will view wrong as right and right as wrong. Have you ever encountered someone in the world who just thought what they was doing was not wrong? They thought that it was of some type of assistance?
Yes.
Last days, people will view wrong as right and right as wrong. Huh? The Bible says, and then, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Comfort, help, comfort, same thing. I know we try and get articulate and it be all cute. If I comfort you, Miss Tiana, I'm helping you. Even if I comfort you in the natural, to put my arm around you is to help you, to embrace you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yet a little while, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live. Ye shall live also.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do know that help depends on what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Help depends on what you see. Iron sharpens iron. Those who cannot, listen and listen good, SOS, God helps those who help themselves. Those who cannot see God cannot see you. They cannot see your help. They take your correction as harm. The world don't see God. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall live. Huh? Even the Spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. This is, boy, if God helps those who help themselves. Boy, you ever seen stubborn?
Mm-hmm.
You ever, it's about to get rid of this. Have you ever seen stubborn? Go ahead and keep playing with God if you want to. If you receive God's truth, you receive God. If you say, if you reject the message from God is God's truth. Huh? SOS, God helps those who help themselves. Let me help somebody out. Any drinkers? Ain't nothing wrong with wine? You think that's the same wine that Jesus turned that water into wine back then? You think that's the same thing? Why do you drink it? We drink the wine for comfort, huh? Don't tell. See, it's a purpose behind everything that the Christian body should do. I drink water for a reason, to flush my kidneys. No. And then we want to use an excuse that, God turned water to wine, so don't say nothing. If you go ahead and date somebody talking about, they had all these women and wives back in the day. I know. Well, I know I can't get no amens. Don't need them. Watch this, though. The water that he turned into wine was indicative of the word that came before Jesus. Watch this. God, I love it. Because guess what he turned the water into wine at? SOS. God helps those who help themselves. Well, help yourself to the truth. Help yourself to the truth. The water into wine was indicative of the word and Jesus. The gathering was indicative of those who came for God. Catch what I'm about to tell you. Because it was a feast. Somebody had just got married. Somebody better catch this. I do believe that God takes us as his bride. Somebody better catch this. It's called a marriage. It's called a feast. Watch this. Water into wine. The Bible says that what the word couldn't do, he sent Jesus to do.
Amen.
SOS. Help yourself to the truth. Well, look at that table right there. Come on. Look at that table right there, that fruit table. Help yourself to the truth. Huh? Oh. The water table where the wine's going to be turned at right there? Huh? Okay. That ain't for chillings. That ain't for children. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. You can't touch that wine, huh? Whoa. Because children have a low tolerance and they get drunk. God help those who help themselves. Get to your point, Mr. Carr. I'm about to show you. Water into wine was indicative of Jesus and the Word. The Bible said what the Word couldn't do. In other words, what my voice couldn't do, I'm about to show you with my hand. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, what my instruction couldn't do, I'm going to actually be the example. Oh, in other words, the water was the Word. The wine was the blood. Why do you think you take communion and that's indicative of his what?
His blood.
SOS. God helps those who help themselves. So if you're going to drink from the wine table, you got to know what you're drinking. Stop making, watch this. Talking about I drink wine, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's the only part of the Bible you got right? Well, ain't nobody perfect. Didn't the Bible say, do not covet your neighbor's house? Don't test her. Ain't nobody perfect. Test your life next to perfection and see where you stand. Because he said, test the spirit by the spirit. In other words, don't test next to Mr. Carr, nor next to Miss Tiana. Test next to God and see where you stand. Okay, cool. With that being said, since water is the Word of God and the wine is the blood of God, he turned water into wine. In other words, catch what I'm saying. Watch this. God helps those who help themselves. I'm a living epistle. In other words, I should be the water and the wine that he's talking about. I drink every day. And what I mean by that is I'm not an alcoholic, but spiritually, I'm about to make the world drunk because they are children and they can't handle the wine. In other words, catch what I'm saying. They didn't receive him. They can't receive me because kids cannot receive alcohol. It messed their life up. Oh, my God. Somebody.
All right.
Watch this. It messed them up. They can't receive him. Can you read that verse 16 and 17 again, Miss Sienna?
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
The helper, your comforter, is like your tolerance level. My God. See, the helper is your tolerance level. Remember, we are like aliens in this world. Children of God, not childlike, because the child of God is mature to the world. And we just not on God's level, but he is our Father. See, this is why we put away our worldly ways and became righteous. In other words, we put away our water and became wine. See, it separates the two. In other words, I put away the Word of God and I became the life of God. You better hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Somebody said, did he just say he put away the Word? Yeah, I hid the Word in my heart, and I became the life. Watch this. See, when you hide the Word in your heart, where does blood pump from? Your heart.
The heart.
Ooh, it pumps to the rest of the body. Cool. Now, if the head is wrong, the other parts of the body, in other words, how can my feet be acting like my hands? The body needs to be fit and in shape and in order. Boy, y'all better hear this. Huh? Somebody needs some help. Huh? Women, why are you trying to act like the man? Man, why are you trying to act like the woman? The body ain't right. That ain't the water to wine that God is talking about. Help yourself. Help yourself to that food table right there. Huh? Now, if you're childish, don't pick up that water to wine section. Don't do that one. Huh? I'm talking too fast. Everybody can't hear me.
It is.
Don't take it offensive. Don't get offended, because it'll turn into bitterness. People that don't receive you, they don't receive you, and you come in God. Now, you got to be in God now. In other words, you got to be the blood. Don't just be the word. My God. Oh, my God. He turned water into wine. So when your transformation going to happen? In other words, his first miracle. Catch this, y'all. SOS, somebody needs God help. He helps those who help. Catch it now. Jesus' first miracle. His mother told him. He said, woman, who are you? Huh? She looked at Jesus and said, don't play with me. I bet she turned that water into wine. His first miracle. Your first miracle, my God. Your first miracle, my God. When you save, the first miracle should start with the word that God gave you and to the life that God gave you. See, how you know you saved? Well, your actions did. Because actions speak louder than the word. In other words, blood, wine, blood, speaks louder than water. Hello? You don't hit me, because God hovered over the water. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The word was with us in the beginning, but at the cross, I know, that some blood was shed. Now which one speaks louder? Okay. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. We saved, all right? How much you rejecting? Because babies can't take wine. Oh, my God. In other words, people in God, can take you. They can take the truth. They see the truth. But babies don't understand it. You got to break it down to them. Because, see, they fixated by water. Lord, have mercy. When a baby gets thirsty, you got to give a baby water. But when a child of God gets thirsty, a Christian, a mature Christian gets, somebody who lives, see, you got to give them wine. You got to give them blood. For everybody scrunching up and saying, ooh, that's gruesome. I know. Stay in your child's place. Go get that sippy cup over there at the feast table. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you ain't getting married today. Ooh. 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 SOS, God helps themselves. Ooh. See, when you talk about a potent word from God, it should do some soul searching. God helps those who help themselves. Well, help yourself to the right table. Help yourself to the truth as well. Oh, I know we ain't never hear it like that. See, now stop using it. You know, he turned water to wine as a drink and start using it as a life. My God. Oh, I know I just rung some bells right there. Put me on speaker, somebody. Stop using God turned water into wine as a drink. Everything that God did, he's a spirit. So guess what he's going to satisfy? The spirit.
The spirit.
What does that have to do with your flesh? As a matter of fact, your flesh don't like God. Hello? Yeah.
True.
And your flesh don't like God, and God don't like your flesh. So much that the flesh is going right back to dirt. If it was important to God, he would take it with him. So why would I listen to something that can't go and see him? He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Help yourself. In other words, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. That means, flesh, you ain't going nowhere. Why would I listen to you and your feelings, flesh? You trying to trick me, flesh. You don't want me to go up because you can't go up, flesh. And misery loves company, flesh. So, flesh, forget you. Forgot you. I never thought about you. Didn't he tell me to leave you alone in the first place? Because he told you before. He told me. I'm going to tell you what God told me, flesh. Flesh talking about I'm a part of you. Well, you're not in me. He said, greater is he that's in you. He said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is you weak. Why would I listen to somebody weak?
Would it?
He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Flesh, if I do my research correctly, you can't go to heaven. So why would I listen to you to try and propel me and get me to a place that you can't go to? Ooh, my Lord. Ooh, that stubbornness, huh? Ooh, that know-it-all spirit, huh? Ooh, Mr. Carr, you the one who think you know it all. Ooh, I ain't speaking on my behalf. I'm speaking on his. Because, see, I can line it up. He tells me to be perfect because he's perfect. So I'm telling his perfect word. Ooh! Children don't understand. Get your sippy cup. Don't touch that wine. You understand? God helps those who help themselves. You know, this is why people can't recover. I know wine and baby milk, that's all the same thing. Breast milk, all that. Huh? You know why people can't get healed and help and a comfort from God? Because they don't receive God. People will tell you, I ain't do nothing wrong. What did I do wrong? But then the mature person who at the wedding feast, huh? They say what they've done wrong. Have you ever seen that? Have y'all ever seen people, huh? Well, I didn't think that was important. Everything is important to God. God want to know it all. So how would that not be important? No, we know that is important, but we have yet to be converted. We still on water. Gone on that water. Somebody from New Orleans know what I'm talking about, huh? Ain't that something?
It is.
Ain't that something? But God want to help you. But do you want to help yourself? Help! Y'all with me so far? I'm about to get ready to close it down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hold on, what I got? See, what happens is, SOS, God helps those who help themselves, and I'm glad somebody texted me, get filled with the word daily to grow in God, and then you can put down the word of God as the word will now abide in you. Whew, and you abide in the word. Whew, see, that's some good teaching. Whew, here's the thing. You get filled with the water, and the miracle happens at the feast when you marry God. See, catch it when you marry God. I need somebody to catch this now. Watch this now. See, when you marry God, we submit to God. If we can't see God in the truth, as a matter of fact, you're rejecting God's proposal every time he comes to you and you don't want his help. Ooh, Lord. I know they hit somebody in the throat. Every time God sends a messenger to you, if God sends help to you and you reject God's help, how can you receive his hand in marriage? I'm just asking.
You cannot.
Oh, my God. How can you be saved then?
You cannot.
That gets a little tougher. We need to start viewing everything God's way and stop putting a face on it. Because when it comes to us, we say, if we saved, what happened to the miracle? Because that was at the feast. In other words, what a wedding band. In other words, there should have been a conversion from what you're talking and how you're living. My God, God helps those who help themselves. Catch it. I want you to catch it so you can help yourself. When you actually marry God, you go from talking about God to living about God. My Jesus. That means you don't even have to know the Bible scripture. You don't need to know where to find it. It just needs to be found in your lifestyle. You should be able to say, look, I don't know where to find it in the Bible, but I'm telling you it ain't right because look at how I live, and I live just like Jesus. Come on. See, in other words, you stop talking about God. How many people still talking about God and ain't living God? Oh, Lord Jesus. Ain't that something? Huh? I go to church. Yeah, you're receiving the word. Huh? But when do people go to you and look at you for clarity? I ain't talking about what you say. I'm talking about what you do. In other words, I ain't talking about your water. I'm talking about your wine. See, it's a miracle when you take the word that you No, and transform it into a lifestyle. That's the miracle that he was indicating. So stop talking about our drink. He wasn't talking about that. Hello? Huh? Oh, you know the word. You studying the word and you growing in the word. But who still wants to keep on growing in water? I mean, how many types of water do they have? They got distilled? The pH in some of them's high. They got this nutrient, vitamin, water, and how many types of water you want? Huh? They got seltzer water even? They got spring water? They got all this. But it's only one type of blood. I'm talking about AB positive. No, it's called transformation. It's called holiness. It's called saved. All that. Carbonated water, they got all that, huh? So we graduated from water to water. But I thought he said from faith to faith and glory to glory. In other words, see, God helps those who help themselves, and God becomes a comforter. In other words, if people don't treat you like they treated Jesus, how you married to him? My God, I need to say this again. Somebody help. Somebody not loyal. Because, see, when I'm loyal, if you talk about mine, you're talking about me. And as a matter of fact, if you talk about mine, even if you're not talking about me, you're talking about me. Because that's connected to me. See, when I'm loyal, that means you can't say nothing bad about them because love protects at all times. Help somebody. Watch this. How you married to God and the world don't do you just like they do the one you say you love? Peter. Somebody denying God. If the lifestyle, I'm trying to help somebody get out the water and get on the wine. I'm trying to help somebody. If you married to God, the same way the world did him, didn't he clearly say, we the servant?
Yes.
And you know a friend. You know how friends do. I know somebody has twisted it somewhere along the lines. That ain't true friendship. That friend that get down with somebody that you don't get down with, you better check your circle. You might need to cut it down on one or two or none, because that ain't a friendship that they getting down with him and not getting down. I mean, they getting down with him and you at the same time. The Bible that I read clearly says, come on, SOS, y'all. It clearly says to befriend the world is to be an enemy of God.
It does.
In other words, what God is saying, the world don't like me. And if you befriend, if you friends with the world, you my enemy too. Boy, that's what I'm talking about, Jesus. High five. In other words, don't play that game with me. You're not about to straddle the fence. Woo. So how are we down with God and they don't reject us like they rejected him? You know why? Because we don't come in his truth. Oh. We want people to like us but hate him. Talking about that's their choice. No, that's my mate. If you don't like my mate, you don't like me. I'm about that life. Because my relationship with him is way more important than what you can ever offer me. And I can offer you. Oh, my. If they don't treat you like they treated Jesus, how can you then say we are servant to him? Because the Bible clearly says, come on, SOS, God helps, I'm trying to help you out. Helps those who help themselves. He said if the masters suffered, surely the servant will. In other words, history can't do nothing but repeat itself. Because if he suffered, I suffered. But he rose and he victorious, I will rise and be victorious as well. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Amen.
Oh, my. But you don't get that way by straddling the fence. You can't befriend the world and your own antics and what you think and your understanding and then talking about you and God. That's what the world does. Stop lying. Hello?
All right.
Ain't that something? Yeah, I love
it. It is.
Help, y'all. Help. God helps those who help themselves. Write it down. Help. H-E-L-P. His everlasting love provides. Help. His everlasting love provides. Help. His everlasting love provides. That is what help is. Yes. His everlasting love provides. But God can't help you when you slap his hand away. If we do not see or receive the word of God, you know you can't receive the blood of God, the life of God. My goodness. We want to marry the world, but we don't want to marry God. In theory, we say we want the best man ever. In theory, we say we want the best woman ever. In theory, we say we want the best God ever. How is it that we want the best God and we don't allow his everlasting love to provide for us and we depend on the world in our own ways? How? God helps those who help themselves. God also said he came for the sick and not the whole. In other words, the only way I can marry God, because God don't marry after somebody. Okay. The only way that I can marry, you hear me? God don't marry those who are already taken. In other words, how can I receive the world and say I'm going to marry God? God don't do that.
All right.
God marries individuals who want to marry him, who are single, who said, I have been stepped on, mistreated, used, and the world is something I still can't accept. I refuse to walk down the aisle and marry. In other words, can I be your helper? God says, I got a love that's everlasting. It's better than ever and lasts longer than eternity.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I will always be your provider. I'll always be your helper. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Help don't come in the form of what water thinks help come. It come in the form of blood. This is why so many turn their face and say, blood? Mm. He said, drink of it. It reminds them of his blood, of the blood. Drink of it, drink of it. See, people who are childish don't understand that. That's why they can't receive it, because it's nasty. Huh? Ain't it funny how people can receive a word and say, that I agree with, but they can't receive a life? Oh, my God. See, that's where you separate what's real from that which is not. Huh? And then sometimes when your word gets super strong, they don't want it either. It's funny how people can receive water, but not everybody can receive wine.
All right.
Isn't it noted that red wine is good for the heart?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Isn't that duly noted? A red wine...
Yes,
good for the heart. Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. We there?
You here?
That's what it is. Stop receiving the word of God, and it has yet to convert our lifestyle. See, God helps those who help themselves. You do know that the word going forward itself is potent. But it's only potent to those who receive him. Ms. Tiana, can you read the scripture 16 and 17 one more time? Only to those who receive him does it become effective. Mm-hmm. In other words, soap work when you actually put water and lather your body up.
Yes.
What you got, Ms. Tiana?
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen.
The Spirit of truth. I will pray, and he will give you another helper. How can God help is on the way? SOS. How can we not receive God's truth and then say, but we love God? We lying. This is another helper. The other helper is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth first starts in the form of water, the word. See, this is the separation. A lot of people talk the word, but they can't validate it through the life. Because where's the blood? In other words, sir, ma'am, anybody on the phone, if ever you really want to be in God, practice the blood more than the word. See, Satan know the word, but he can't practice the wine. He can't practice the blood. My God, Satan is efficient. He is perfected in the word. Satan know the word better than all of us on this phone combined. You might not agree, but he walked hand in hand with God. So much so that God used him as a tool to compare. He said, be as wise as a who?
Serpent.
But see, he don't have the blood part. Why the blood part? But as humble as a what?
Dove.
Oh, my God. Y'all do know that Satan very well knows more than the dove, but he's not humble like the dove. But which one is with God? Y'all better hear what I'm trying to tell you now. Help yourself. Which one is it with God?
The dove.
Okay, cool. In other words, y'all catch this. The dove is with, in other words, purity outweighs wisdom. In other words, you speaking it, that's cool. That don't mean you're going to heaven, but you living it. You can't miss heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Who you know want to marry something that's stubborn? Whoa. Who you know want to marry something that's stubborn? If something is stubborn, if it won't submit to the word and the life, what makes you think? If you're stubborn, that means you don't listen. If you don't listen, that means you can't submit. If you can't submit, how can you become one?
You can't.
Lord, have mercy. Let me say this again. If you're stubborn, that means you don't listen. If you don't listen, how can you submit? If you can't submit, how can you be united as one? Now, don't think that you being stubborn is not indicative of your relationship with God. Well, he says, I will send another helper. In other words, how can you love me, someone you can't see, but can't love your brother? In other words, the Bible says the only way to the Father is through the Son. In other words, Jesus had to turn the water into wine to help people out. In other words, Jesus was the word that became life. In other words, the only way to the Father is through the life, through the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, the helper is the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. S.O.S., I'm sending help your way. How can you receive Jesus but reject his truth? See, the truth is in everybody else. Hence he said, do greater works than he has done. See, people miss it all the time, talking about they crazy in the Bible. They ain't crazy in the Bible. We crazy today. We should be doing greater works than Jesus. We should be a greater comfort and help. And I ain't talking about pacifying people wrongdoing. I'm talking about doing it the way that Jesus would do it. And don't let them tell you how Jesus would do it when they don't even know Jesus. Because Jesus rebuked people who got in the way. In other words, a blood clot he got rid of. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, my. Well, ain't that something? Because if the blood clot travels to the heart, somebody about to be in trouble. Oh, it makes sense now, huh? So when you hear water into wine, help yourself out at the right table. Now, if you're not ready for the blood, the life, don't even talk about turning water into wine, because the miracle was indicative of those who went from the word to the life. In other words, it was indicative of the scribes and Sadducees that really wanted to live this thing out. See, the word was brought to Jesus when they was about to stone the woman, S.O.S., huh? She said help without saying help. Y'all better hear me. You know how people say, I ain't even say that. You don't have to say it, because real recognize real, and help recognizes where it's needed. My God. See, when you really got the blood in you, nobody don't have to say they need it. You know what to do, because God is in you. His everlasting love provides. It's in you. And you don't see, your help is also not helping sometimes. Hence he said, come out from amongst them. Those people have nothing to do with. Help them out. Because, see, your teaching is just going to push them further away. They don't want me. So why should they want you?
Okay.
I've said a whole bunch. I hope it resonates with people so we don't play with God.
Yes, indeed.
I really hope
it
so.
Is.
This is not a game. And I'm telling you, the real you is what you do behind closed doors when you one-on-one with people. That's the real you. Don't be pretending in front of people. Don't pretend when you're at church. Don't pretend when you're in front of the crowd of people. Don't pretend on phone. The real you is behind closed doors, because what's done in the dark shall be brought to light, right? See, when you really want to help, do what's right in the dark. In and out of season, God said he operates. That's what true Christians operate in. In other words, even when I don't have the majority on my side, I'm still going to operate in God. But you got to be in God to operate in God. Just because you don't understand it, see, that's why I tell you, some people go by word, because they need to see it in the Bible. And then they validate it. Well, actually, if you abide in me and I abide in you, actually, when you are blood related and that's your daddy, you don't even have to know your daddy, but y'all have the same ways. Y'all just line up. did you hear what I just said? In other words, the water to wine actually already happened with you. See, the word part you might not have down, but you have the life part down. And then you can actually validate the life through the word. It'll catch up. But you got the living, you are the word. You become the blood. See, and because you become the blood, people looking at your life and you helping them daily without even knowing it. Now, that same blood, Satan tries to produce blood too. And it's disease blood, because disease travels through the bloodstream. Be careful which blood you turn into. Let us go ahead and pray. In other words, be careful what type of help you are, because some people give unsound doctrine, doctrine that's not sound. And they're helping the kingdom of, you know, hell too, because Satan has a kingdom, but it's a fallen one. But be careful what help you are. If you don't line up with God's word, I mean, if you don't line up with the water, how you think you can be transformed into the blood? Let us go ahead and pray.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day and this great opportunity to just fellowship with one another. As we receive of your word this morning, may we go forward and live your life, the life, the example that you've sent your son to provide to us. May we have that clarity, that understanding, that Heavenly Father, that it's only in and through you that we can operate. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for our leader. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, I really want to touch this real quickly. If you have any prayer requests, go ahead and submit those now. Okay, prayer requests, go ahead and submit those. If you have any prayer requests, you go ahead and press star 5. And what we're going to do this evening, we're going to receive it now, but we're going to pray at the beginning of the call this evening, okay, with your prayer request. Even if you cannot make it on the phone line this evening, we're still going to pray over it as a unit. This is important. Understand, it's the connectivity. The prayers of the righteous avail us much. So God tells us how to pray. You know what prayer is, right? Let me show you what prayer is. The reason why the prayer of the righteous avail us much, meaning it makes itself available, is a present help. The reason why is because, see, it's one thing, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to drink the water. It's another thing to drink the wine. The reason why prayers avail us much is because I actually live what I just prayed about. You know, God, help me find a job. Get up. Help yourself. Do your part. God's going to do his. Crazy part about it is God already did his. He's waiting on you. Because God don't respond to nothing. How could you know the ending from the beginning and you respond to stuff? That would suggest that you was lying when you said you knew the ending. How can you be the Alpha and Omega and you respond? The Alpha and Omega does not respond. He knows the ending already. So why would he respond to something he already knows? Golly. Boy, I can do this for days, y'all. For hours, for years, forever. Ain't that something?
It is.
Star 5. If we don't have any prayer requests, we can go ahead and move on to tonight's call. That's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you get someone else on the line. Every call, as you know, from Wednesday to Sunday morning to Sunday night, even Monday night, is different. Okay, same topic, and that's how we do our week. The week starts on Wednesday, Bible study, and it goes all the way to Monday night where we end it with some natural talk so people can really, really, really thoroughly understand out there on social media. All right? Do we have any star fivers?
Not this time, sir.
All right, but not a problem. We're going to move along, and I do pray and hope that everything that God has placed on your heart be answered in his will. Y'all have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.